Baby, did I wake you? You can't sleep either. What's wrong? Oh, I see. Okay, snuggled up, get under the covers. Do you want a cup of tea? I can get you one. I'm not going anywhere, don't worry. I'm reading Pillow Thoughts. Oh, come here, lie close to me. I'll read to you until you fall asleep, okay? Okay. Get comfy, love. If you are dreaming of someone, flowers on your doorstep. You deserve flowers on your doorstep and coffee in the morning. You deserve notes left on your dashboard and ice cream sundaes at 3 a.m. You deserve honesty every day and to be kissed every hour. You deserve to be reminded how beautiful you are. And if you let me, I'll show you every day. I promise. I thought about kissing you today and yesterday and the day before that. I know I'll think about kissing you tomorrow, the day after that, and some more days after those days. I think about kissing you slowly and tracing my fingers along your lips. I think about kissing you in your car, in the rain, on your doorstep. I think about kissing your dimple, your cheek, your spot. I think about kissing only you, not anyone else, just you. I've been a little off balance since the day I met you. This is because I had never known what it is like to be perfectly aligned. I think that if you let me, I'd treat you like the sky. I'd join up all your insecurities, bundle all your flaws into a new constellation, and search for it endlessly. I know you don't see yourself the way I see you, and you still argue when I call you beautiful. But all the things you can't stand about yourself are all the things I can't go a day without. I think if you let me, I'd build an observatory just to show you that all the stars in the universe will never shine as brightly as you. If I love you, then you'd become my balloon. I'd tie your string to my finger and I'd never let you float away. Until one day when you wanted, we'd float away together. We should kiss. Not because you passed my way by chance, but because you stopped and I haven't been the same since. I never expected you to get under my skin. But now your name runs through my veins and I can't help but let every part of you in. You're covered in all these broken promises from people who said they would never leave. Sometimes afraid of your own skin and the scars that run deep in your veins. Are you ready? Are you ready for someone who could turn you inside out? No one dares to peel back all the layers of your skin, all this damage. You're a mess. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because I want your damaged skin. This is me. I am the eye of the storm, and my heart is a little broken. But if you want me, I'm yours. I am in awe of even the way you walk, and yet you walk right past me. But what else am I supposed to do when your hair is soft and your eyes are blue, and my heart turns over at the sound of your name? Only you smile at me the way friends usually do. I am more of a mess than a rainy day, because you have no idea I feel this way. The ache in my arms still surprised me, even years after letting you go. You are the freckles on my nose, and I am the freckle on my back. You share the same space, but we will never be together. I swore I would never be happy again the day you said, let's just be friends. But the world goes on, even when lovers go their separate ways. So I will carry on in the hopes I'll find another lover someday. Your heart is the sun, and its gravity pulls me closer to you each day. But the sun destroys all that it touches. At least this is what they say. Life is too short for games unless it's a game of cards. Don't text back right away. If you like them, pretend you don't. And don't you dare say I love you first. Well, screw all that. I will text you back in 3 seconds. I will tell you that I like you. And if I love you, I'll tell you every chance I get. Life is unpredictable, and I'd rather play every card as honestly as I can than have a deck full of regrets and what-ifs. Often I wonder what it may take for someone's heart to grow cold, and I think perhaps the reason is because their heart was left out in the rain. And so on rainy days I struggle, because I still don't know how to convince you that I will be outside in the storm, with an umbrella just big enough to cover your heart. Baby, hey, you're not sleeping yet. Okay, I'll keep reading. Try to fall asleep, okay? A mulberry tree and a park bench. There's a mulberry tree and a park bench. I sit with a flower in my lap. Watch as you pretend not to notice me. Some days you sit next to me in the park bench and you inch closer. We both blush at the chance of meeting again. But here we are on the park bench with the mulberry tree, all because you did notice me. We don't speak with words. We speak with a gentle brush of shoulders. A look across the room. Door opened. A smile as we pass each other. A racing heart as I see you coming up the driveway. There's power in silence, and while we don't say a word, we both know we only want each other. We cannot all be artists, and I must admit I do not know how to paint, but if I were to take a palette, all of my colors would be of you. This is the second part, okay? It's called If You Are In Love. Okay. You're comfortable. You ready for the next section? Okay, baby. You remind me of home. Of all the simple things in life. Of light and love and the reason I am not alone. You remind me of hope, of the sea and the sky. Every hug and every kiss from your lips to your thighs. I have flown around the world and I have met no one like you, because you are all the things I keep coming back to. Love is not always roses, honey, and tea. Sometimes it is difficult being you, and sometimes it is difficult being me. And in the night, if we are restless and our love struggles to make sense, I know that I will fight for us, because I love you, and I know that you love me. They say don't fall in love with writers, because their poems are messy. Their letters are empty words, dressed up to look pretty. But I say I fall in love with me, because underneath the mess and in between the lies is a heart too full of love that would follow you to any city. Darling, kiss me like you need me to feel safe, because my lips want to know all the places you've been hurt. So they can make all the pain drift away. If I were to build a house, I'd have your arms as the walls, Your eyes as the windows. Your smile as the front door. Your heart as the fireplace. And your soul as my light. And in this house I'd place my faith, knowing I'd finally found a home. You know, sometimes the little details that take up the most room in your heart. How nervous they get when you tell them you think they're beautiful. The way they laugh, even if it's not supposed to be funny. The way they reach for you. They find you through the dark, even if their eyes are closed. There are things I cannot control and memories I can never erase. And in the time I don't feel whole, I will always search for your face. You are every star burning in the sky. You are every golden leaf in the tallest tree. You are a pattern, a snowflake, and every firefly. And I will still love you even when we're 83. I will stand by you in every new day. Even when people seem so unkind. Because you are beautiful despite what they say. And you are everything I've wanted to find. For all the places in which we go, for one day you might be my wife. I think we both already know I am yours in every life. Love, I know in my heart without a doubt, even if I can never find the words to say, you are the one I am crazy about. You are the one I fall for every day. When everything doesn't feel right, I look at you. My sun, my moon, the morning light, my happiness when all is blue. With you I'm always safe, and every day you make my heart race. You are my home, you're my friend, my saving grace. Kissing you feels like the start of a new season, the sun in the early morning, the moonlight reflecting on the ocean. There's never a moment that I don't think about your lips and how they make me feel when they are on mine. If you are in love and love is returned, be grateful. Because if you take your love for granted, it will be overturned. I was lying beside you and had this half smile because my hands were drifting down your spine. And you looked at me and I lost track of everything. Because I realized just how badly I want under your skin. I wrote this thinking about you, and how if you were a novel, it'd be an adventure, with sadness and happiness, and love lost in between. You would remind me of the sky and mountains, and constellations and caffeine. You'd be full of pages that make me laugh, and other times fall apart. You would smell like history, with a worn-out spine, ink that could still bleed. You would always be the novel I took down from the shelf to read. I like to dream about mirrors, that there is a mirror world somewhere, a little like ours but different at the same time, and you and I are different but we are together. I like to believe whatever world we are in love and together. Of all the maps in the world, the only one I will follow is the map to your heart. I had a dream that I was under my skin, lost and wandering around my body. And in my mind, there were pictures hanging on the wall. And they were of all the people I had ever loved. But in my heart, there was only one picture frame. And it took up nearly every space. A single frame of you. People should fall in love more. Fall in love with the way your coffee swirls as soon as you pour the milk in. Fall in love with the look your dog gives you when you wake up. Fall in love with the rare moments when your cat doesn't ignore you. And fall in love with the person who tells you to have a good day. Fall in love with the waiter who gives you extra chili fries. Fall in love with sweaters in winter and cold lemonade in the summer. Fall in love with the moment your head hits the pillow. Fall in love with talking with someone until 4 a.m. Fall in love with the days you can hit the snooze button over and over again. Fall in love when a lover stares at you for 5 hours. Fall in love with the stars when they look at you. Fall in love with the sound of someone breathing. Fall in love with the bus if it's on time or the train if it comes early. Fall in love with everything possible. And if the moon could talk, I wonder if you would tell the night just how lovely she is. With all those stars shining bright, the world still has much love to give, and I see it. I hope that those blinded by hate and rage will feel it. A love so fiery it becomes the color of cherries, candles, and lipstick. They will finally see the world with all its love to give.